各位亲爱的朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京万一广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语用语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎各位同学登录到我们周一的轻松美语课堂在线聊天室 www.am774.com。 各位同学各就各位，马上邀请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是小高老师。Happy Monday to us all. Can you believe it? It's a new week. We're like, what are we like, 10 days into, or 9 days into March already. Can you believe it?
啊，我们已经是三月，哇塞，三月九号了。
Man.
天哪，这个日子过的。
Yeah, you know, I can't believe, it feels like this year's, the new year, the spring festival went by like really, really quick. Do you have that same feeling?
Yes, I do have the same feeling. 同时这个 Spring Festival 今年太晚了、
yeah.
到二月份左右了，所以让我们感觉到哎呦，这个日子怎么那么不经过呀。
Yeah, that's right.
突然一间哈，这个 one-fourth of the year passed by.
Man, that's right. Yeah, a quarter of the year is already gone. You know, 我觉得我们应该看看 你还记得我们那个 New Year's Resolution 吗？
哇、oh, wow.
我们得回顾一下，就是做个报告。
Please, don't bring that up.
Yeah, okay, 先别说这个了。
先别说这个了、New Year's、yeah. Resolution 还有多少同学记得？我的天啊！2015年1月1号的时候啊，你做的这个 New Year's Resolution， 其中包括 including study English really really hard.
Yeah, that one 这个我们都做到了。
我们都做到了哈，
都做到，
我相信同学们是做到的。我觉得我每天的监督工作还是做得挺好的、
yeah.
都要求大家天天来收听，天天来学习，是吧？
That's right.
嗯，好了，各位同学，欢迎大家登录到聊天室，咱们跟小芬老师问一声 say 一声 hello， come on and say hi。
Look at here we have YoYo Jian Dan， YoYo 水晶 and 水晶之风。
We have 菲菲阿中 SoSo going for gold echo。 We have 高墨红老师 and we have Robert Deng and we haveEmery, Journey's EM, 长文员圆圆圆圆舒航 going for gold, girly, we have a Jenny.
And we
看不过来了。
Eric Bear, Robert Deng, sure.
And we have Lotus, Professor Yu. 同学们欢迎大家改个名，熟人身份登录自己的聊天区，上课的感觉不一样哦。
That's right, we have a Lotus.
Alright, 轻松美语课堂呢，这一周我们会给大家带来两个什么样有趣的话题呢？咱们先说一说这一周一个总的一个组，一个总的一个主题啊。我们要说一说那些比较 strange, 比较 weird 的一些身体艺术，叫做 body art.
Yeah, body art, body art. What is body art? Well, you know what? 我觉得吧，我们就可以把 body art 分为两种。
OK.
一个是固定的，就是永远不会改变的。
一个是固定的，永远不会改变的。
就是 permanent, 是吧？ Permanent change, right? Another one would be, ones that you can change, that, you know, maybe you take a shower and 把它洗掉或者什么的，过一段时间之后它就不在了。那么今天呢，我们就是要谈谈一种固定的永远不会改变的。其实呢，其实我听说其实有方法可以把这个东西就是通过一些什么激光啊，手术什么的把它弄掉，但是呢一般来说就是一种固定的 body art。
哇，原来身体艺术身体行为艺术还分为两种形态。第一种形态呢，像小高老师说的 manipulate your body permanently、永久性的去修改你的身体。第二种呢就是比较暂时性的 temporarily， 是吧？
temporary yeah
temporary 去暂时性的改变你的身体。那咱们今天就要说第一种，其中有一种现在非常受到年轻人的喜爱，那就是纹身。
That's right.
In English, we call it
tattoo.
Tattoo.
说起 tattoo， 好像有一个乐队叫做 tattoo。
有。
我不知道他们来自哪儿，肯定不是美国人，可能是
Russia.
Yeah, I loved their song. There was that one, all the things we do, all the things we do. Yeah, they were great.
可是他就是两个女孩子的乐队。
You know, I 我。
但是他们名字不是像这个 tattoo 这个单词怎么写。
That's right. That's right.
The pronunciation is the same with tattoo.
That's right. 那么我来说说 tattoo 正式的拼写，就是 T A T T。O-O
T-A-T-T-O-O
哎，说起来是不是很好玩，再来一遍 T-A-T-T-O-O
对， 咱们 tattoo 纹身这个概念呢，现在已经不算是一个很新鲜的概念了。刚才我就说了嘛，很多的年轻人、潮流的人士，还有我们看到电视上那些 NBA 的球星
，Oh gosh，
他们身上常常都会有很酷、很好看的纹身。
That's right, that's right. So it's interesting. So now today we're going to kind of talk about a little bit of the history behind tattoos, right? When did people start getting tattoos, and why? Why did different cultures around the world a long time ago start permanently changing their bodies? Why?
今天我们就要说说关于纹身的历史和纹身的在世界上的一种文化。大家现在哈，但凡对纹身有了解的同学，您可以在聊天室当中发言了。比如说 Journey ZM 说，我们的艾弗森 NBA 的球员就在他的脖子上纹了一个 loyalty 啊，这个忠字。
Oh, really? 一个你说那个汉字是吧？
对，纹了一个汉字。
Oh, 对了，就是怎么说呢？我是美国人，对吧？然后呢，我就说说自己的经验啊，我就是来到中国之后，我都觉得是个很有点就是尴尬的事情啊。我发现啊，很多美国人觉得把汉字就是作为纹身的话是很酷，但是呢，我不觉得酷，我觉得他是怎么说呢？用一个字作为一个纹身的话，怎么说呢？我就觉得很有点奇怪。反正就来到中国，就是认真的、正式的学习汉语之后，我就觉得啊，他们就比如说我姐姐啊，你知道她的身上有什么样的纹身吗
？No idea。
有一个汉字叫做"存"。
什么？
就是保存的存。
存。
存在的存。
存。Save.
Yeah, so,
or,
所以呢，你明白我的意思吗？
我们就不知道他这个存到底是个什么意思。
Okay,
他想怎么去理解这个汉字的存？
他的理解是，他告诉我，他说啊，这个汉字的意思就是 exist，
存在。
对。
但是他
而且呢
，is supposed to put 存在 together
啊，对。
所以如果他只是存，他如果只是 put 了一个存，我们会认为他很喜欢存钱 or。
That's like, 就比如说我喜欢篮球，然后我就在我的身上 basket， 然后我在我的那个胳膊上我
就
写
一个篮，
对 ，yeah， 篮。
不过说实话啊，如果你真的想作为一个外国人，你真的想把中国汉字纹在身上的话
啊，
你需要对中国汉字有一个全方位的了解，这是肯定的。
对。
但是你知道，人们通常不仅仅是把字和文字纹在身上，很多人会纹上一些咒语
啊。
对，或者是纹上一些图案，
是
特别的图腾，一些图案纹在身上。
我还是比较喜欢那些图案，就觉得很好看。
嗯，哎，不过我们首先还得问问大家，咱们有纹身的同学应该出来露个脸儿。
Yeah, come on, tell us which one of you guys have tattoos, and if you guys have one, what does it look like? Is it a picture? Are they words? Anyways, some.
常文言告诉我们啊，在中国哈，这些 government officers 他们是不可以有纹身的。
Yeah.
对，很多行业都是不可以的，比如说像这个 pilot 这个行业、
yeah.
也是不可以有纹身的。
Yeah.
很多行业是不允许有的。Jenny 说，哎，请问啊、where is tattoo originated from? 那请问这个 tattoo 是发源于哪里呢？哎 ，good question. We're gonna talk about it today.
That's right. It's very interesting. Also, it surprised me. You won't guess. You can't imagine.How far back they date.
哎，然后呢，圆说汉字啊 ,Chinese characters, 本身就是图画啊，就是 painting,、
yeah.
就是艺术，就是 art.
所以呢，同时呢，这也说明汉字在美国人的眼里是特别神奇，很多很多很多美国人特别喜欢把汉字作为纹身，
主要是不认识，
对他们觉得很酷，
主要是不认识，觉得这个东西结构很有意思。
对，
其实人类在身体上去刺绣这些图案，小刚，你猜有多长时间了？大概，就人把这些图案画在身上。
100年？
100年才不止。
OK， 200年。
More than 4,000 years.
Oh my gosh.Oh my gosh.
More than 4,000 years.
Okay, 5,000 years?
起码就数千年了吧。而且这些永久性的图文呢、
oh、
咱们刚才说的这些 permanent 的这些图文呢，有的很一般很平淡。
Yeah, yeah.
有的呢是非常精心打造的。
That's right.
很有一些 personal meaning.
Yeah.
很有个性，比如说你姐姐的存。
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and my sister, you know, she's got several more. I mean, that's just one. She's got,
What else?
Okay, on her arm, she has like a picture of a heart, but it's not like, you know, 心形, it's not that. It's like, it looks like a human heart. It's like, it's got like blood on it and like the organs and the valves.
Like 医学上的 heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, 你姐姐真是很有个性啊。
Yeah, and then she has like some, like a poem or something on her, and she has like a cat lady, like this, her friend drew, yeah. That's the last time I checked. She probably has more now.
而且好多东西你还看不见呢。
Yeah, exactly. These are just the ones that she looked to Lila. I said, well, what is this? What is that?
那你有没有问过姐姐，说姐姐你为什么在身体上有这么多的纹身啊？
No, I didn't want to ask, because I, you know, I didn't want to sound all confrontational. I was like, oh, I just said, oh, cool.
所以这个 oh, cool 后面的意思是
well, she did tell me, she says, 她弄了她第一个纹身之后，她觉得她就上瘾了，然后她
一发不可收拾。
Yeah, 然后她就觉得，那么我要再弄一个，再弄一个。
Wow, 我们说到这个纹身的理由啊，相信每个人都有不一样的想法。
Yeah.
很多纹身呢，有的人把它做护身符啊，来保护自己；有的是一种身份的象征，有的是爱情的表白，有的是因为religion 宗教信仰，甚至是一种简单的 decoration, 甚至是 punishment 惩罚的形式都有。所以呢，不过曾经罕见的那些纹身啊，在当代社会已经屡见不鲜了。很多人在他们的这个脚踝、手臂、arm、肩膀、shoulder 这些地方都有明显的纹身，
yeah.
已经成为了一种 trend.
That's right, yeah.
身体潮流的装饰。
That's right. So interesting, right? So some people, get it because they look cool. Now, some people, I think, especially today, like, for example, soldiers, right? Sometimes if their buddies die in a war, sometimes they might put their name on their arm or something, or if their best friend dies. I know this one guy, his dog died, and he got a picture of his dog tattooed on his arm. It looked very real. Like,
wow.
Like, very, like, some of these tattoos, they can look so real.
有的 tattoo 要是做得好啊，会非常的逼真，而且非常的漂亮。
Yeah.
那颜色、构图什么的选择很好。小高，你记不记得在 House of Cards 当中的第二季 Season 2当中啊，
uh-huh.
那个新的那个 whip 叫 Jacqueline Sharp。
Okay.
Jacqueline Sharp had a tattoo on her waist.
Okay, I remember that.
我记得有一天晚上，她不是在和这个 Remy Denton，
yeah，
两个人不是 they sleep together，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
睡了一觉以后呢，完了 Remy Denton 就问她说，哎 ，Jacqueline， 你这个纹身是什么意义？你能不能告诉我？
啊哈。
结果 Jacqueline 就开始就不说啊，
yeah.
后来她就说了，她说 because I like the pain。
Oh yeah.
她说因为我喜欢这个 pain， I killed many people.
In
the war.
Yeah, that's right.
这个时候 Remy 就。就是 get shocked，
yeah，
非常吃惊哈。Jacqueline 这个纹身的理由就是因为他说他在战争当中啊杀过很多人，
哇、wow. ，
所以他想感受这种疼痛。
Yeah.
这个是一个很极端的例子哈。
That's right. But you know what? I bet you there's probably a lot of other people who have the same reason. But you know, I mean, you think about it. Well, if you like the pain, you know, you could always just, you know, slap yourself. you know, they have to live with this, you know, pain.Not pain, the ink for the rest of their life, you know. But no, it's interesting. I mean, talking more about the history, right? I think the history of tattoos is interesting.
对，关键是纹身这个东西它是打哪来的哈。
That's right.
它为什么人们为什么会想到把这个图案放在自己的身上呢？
Yeah.
有时候如果你是纹身爱好者，了解一下纹身的历史，会对你自己身上的图案呢会有更多充实的了解。
That's right.
好，今天小高老师给我们带来的这个故事啊，咱们轻松美语就要说一说这个 tattoo 的 culture 文化。
Yeah.
我们一起来看看今天的对话吧。
Okay.
好，首先第一句。晶晶好，小高两个人在办公室里工作呢。晶晶就说：“小高，你是不是弄了一个新造型啊？”
小高 ，Are you sporting a new look？
小高 ，Are you what？ Are you sporting a new look？
Yeah， sporting. If you sport a look, right? That means you are, you know, wearing a style, right? So, for example, today I have a 衬衫 on, right? And over it I have a brown sweater.Right, so maybe I am sporting a dressed-up look, or kind of like a casual businessy. I don't know. I'm just sporting a new look, right? Because normally I come in here all 傻乎乎的 like 刚起来的样子，然后特别吓人。而今天呢、啊、I'm sporting a
new look,
能够照顾好自己的 look.
今天做了一个能照顾好自己的 look.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
所以你说这个 sport 明明是一个运动这个单词
，That's right，
对不对啊
？That's right。
那运动竟然还可以做这种组合，叫 sport a new look。
Yeah。So here's the cool thing。 something, right? We can sport a style, and we can sport 有物质的东西，有具体的东西。比如说 I'm sporting some cool shoes, right? Oh, I'm sporting a new hat. Or I'm sporting a style, right? We can wear a style, right? We can sport.A style.
所以呢，这个 sport 一旦跟后面的造型接在一起的时候，咱们中文里就把 sport 翻译成弄。
That's right.
弄了个新造型。
That's right.
整了个新造型。Sport a new look, sport a new shoe, sport a new hairstyle.
That's right.
都可以这么说。
That's right.
整造型啊，做造型啊，这个单词咱们终于学会了，不叫 make， 叫 sport a new look.
That's right.
一上来就这么给力。我注意到你耳朵上多了个耳环。
I noticed you have an earring in your ear.
I noticed that you have an earring in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
耳朵在耳环在耳朵上叫做 in your ear.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we have it.
在耳朵里。
That's right, yeah. We wear earrings, right? And if you're wearing earrings, that means you have an earring in your ear.
好的，耳朵上有个耳环，咱们说 you have an earring in your ear.
那么为什么是 in 而不是 on 呢？那就是因为
它是打进去的，
打进去的，
就这么简单。In your ear， 因为它是嵌在你的耳朵的肉里的，所以用 in your ear。哎，小高，我们的着装在工作场合应该专业一些，你不觉得吗
？We should try to be more professional at work. You know.
You should.We should try to be more professional. Professional 的意思呢，就是比较
专业，就是那个、
符合工作场合的。
对，
哎 ，professional at work, you know. 所以我就对他那个新造型有点不满意哈。
嗯，
小高说没关系
，Don't worry,
don't worry. 我这就拿下来。
I will take it off right now.
好了 ，take it off.怎么说 ？Take it off， 脱衣服吧。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll take it off, right? We'll take it off.
拿下来。
Yeah, 拿下来。
Take it off 还能说脱衣服。
That's right. Yeah. Hey, that hat. We can't wear hats in here. Oh, sorry. I'll take it off.
啊，我们对不起，我们屋里不能戴帽子。
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll take it off.
考考你，把鞋子脱掉怎么说、？I will take them off.、Right?
I'll take them off.
Yeah.
啊，因为鞋子是两只。
That's right.
所以就 take them off.I will take them off. Sorry, I will take it off. Take it off right now.、
嗯、
再哎呀，不就是块磁铁吗
？It is just a magnet anyway.、
啊、
所以实际上我带的就是假的。It was a magnet. 它实际上没有打过进去，它只是那个。
你是说是直接贴在耳朵上的那种假的，是吧？
反正在我们今天的对话里是这样子的。
反正你在今天的这对话里，你这种假的是最低档的。
啊、对，对。
人家都是来真的，他来块假的啊，还真爱臭美。It's just a magnet anyway. 哦、oh, ，差点被你骗了。
No, you could have fooled me.
好，这个短语特别好 ，could have fooled me.
Yeah, could have fooled me. This is a phrase that we say a lot. You could have fooled me, right? If something looks real, right, or if we believe something to be true, but we then find out that it's not, then we say, oh, you could have fooled me.
那意思是说我被骗了还是没被骗啊？我没被骗。
我没被骗，但是
我差点。
对，如果你没有把就是这一点露出来的话，我会就是去相信他。
就是我差点被你骗了。
对，我差点被你骗了。
Could have done something, 就是你本来可以做什么事而没做嘛。
Yeah.
所以就是我差点被你骗了。You could have fooled me. 注意这里有个连读 ,You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
而咱们都不说 ,You could have fooled me.
That's right. So we often say this quickly.、
嗯、
大家仔细听。
听好。
Could have fooled me.
Could have.
Yeah.Could have fooled me.
Could have fooled me.
Ooh, yeah. You could have fooled me.
You could have fooled me.
Yeah.
Could have. 听好了啊、
yeah.
是这样的。因为你这玩意儿看上去也太真了吧。
It looked so real.
It looked so real. 对了你有纹身吗
Hey, do you have any tattoos?
Do you have any tattoos?、
Mm.
一说到这儿我觉得小高肯定是个文艺青年。我就问他 Do you have tattoos?
And
小高说我没有。
No, I don't.
但是我姐姐纹了不少。
But my sister has had a lot of ink done.
哟，你在这里并没有说 my sister has got some tattoos.
Right, yeah, I used a different 说法。
你用了一个另外的说法，什么说法呢？
She has had a lot of ink done.
他有一些墨水，他做了一些墨水的工作。
That's right, that's right. Yeah, so this is kind of, a lot of people who get tattoos, I found it's kind of like a culture, right? And they have their own little language that they say. I hear this a lot. I got some work, some ink done. And a lot of times, one person might say to the other, oh, I like your ink.
I like your ink.
Yeah.
我喜欢你的墨水。
Yeah.
实际上就是说我喜欢你的纹身。
Yeah.
那小高在这儿咱们也可以把这个短语教给大家。比如说我说哎，我今天刚刚去纹了一个身。我可以说、
yeah. I just got some ink done.
I just got some ink done. 就可以这么说 have ink done 的意思完完全全百分百等于 have a tattoo.
That's right.
一模一样。这是用一种口语的说法说得更加鲜活了。啊我做了点墨水的工作。就这个意思。哎我不是纹身粉呢。
I'm not a big fan of tattoos.
又来了这个句型。A big fan of something.
Yes.
是什么什么什么的粉儿。
That's right. I'm not a big fan of broccoli. I prefer, I don't know.
You are a big fan
of broccoli. I am. I love broccoli. Okay, so I should say I am a big fan of broccoli, but I'm not a big fan of I like everything.
Basketball.
I'm not a big fan of basketball, but I am a big fan of football.
我是一个足球粉儿。
Yeah.
但是我不是一个篮球粉儿。
That's right.
什么什么的粉儿，现在的口语说法啊，咱们英语当中就是叫做 a big fan of something.
Yeah.
这个 something 可以是什么事儿都。
Anything. 所以呢，以后如果你想表达你不太喜欢某种事儿，你就可以说。I'm not a fan of 某某事儿。
I'm not a big fan of 某某事儿。
Yeah, 行吗？
好吗 ？I'm not a big fan of English.
你走吧。
你走吧，你不要来参加我们的学习了。
Yeah,
I am a big fan of English.
行。
我是英语的粉儿。
That's right. Okay.
那就好。
那我就接受你了。
好，后面他继续说，可是你知道哦，在世界范围内。纹身和这个打洞的历史可真不是两三句能说完的。
But did you know that the history of tattoos and piercings around the world is more than skin deep?
Did you know that the history of tattoo, 我们知道了。这个 piercing 是什么东西啊?
Okay, a piercing is, for example, if my ears have a hole in them,
如果耳朵有个洞
Yeah, it's been pierced, right? To pierce means to penetrate through and come out the other side. That's a pierce.
在肉身上打洞呗
Yeah, so piercings consists of not only just the ears, but it could be a belly button. In some cultures, people get their lips and their eyebrows and their face and other parts of their body pierced.
哎呀，这个外国人的装饰啊，
yeah.
就是多哈、啊。咱们中国人以前都没有听说过，也没有见过什么眼睛上打个洞、穿个环啊，
yeah.
鼻子上打个洞啊。哎，鼻子上打个洞，我们在这个《西游记》里看的那玉兔精还打过洞，这个我们能理解的。
哎、啊、，now there's a special word for this. If someone has a ring in their nose, we call this.A nose ring.
A nose ring. 还有的人在嘴唇上打个洞啊。
That's right.
有的人在肚脐上打个洞。
Yeah.
这个东西打洞的文化叫做 piercing.
Yeah. So I see Jing Jing has some...
What?
You have two nose rings and a lip ring, I see.
你看见我们两个鼻环一个唇环是吗
Yeah, she... No, I'm joking.
你一定是看见我变身了。
yeah.
我肯定是现原形了。
Yeah,
我跟你说 sure. 一不小心激动的直播间现原形了。
Yeah.
Tattoos and piercings around the world, 世界范围内的这些纹身打洞啊，好，可真不是两三句能说完的，你怎么翻译的呢？
I said that it's, the history is more than skin deep.
好 ,skin deep, 皮肤深什么意思？
Okay, think about it, right? Is our skin, that layer, right, that protects us between the outside world and our blood and our bone, is it deep? No.
我们的皮肤是很浅的。
That's right, 很浅的。
皮层是很浅的。
Yeah, so if something is more than skin deep, that means it's not shallow.
It's superficial.
Right, right. So if it's skin deep, it's superficial.
Right.
If it's more than skin deep, it's not superficial, it's deep. 它有很有内涵。
啊、oh, ，你已经解释完毕了。
哎呀，哎呀。
Skin deep 就是没有内涵、
yeah.
表面的肤浅的表面文章
That's right
More than skin deep、
yeah.
的意思就是很有内涵
所以呢我是故意 用到了这个词
的反义。
yeah.
就是说不是两三句能说完的，它源远流长，它很有内涵。
That's right.
那咱们就来说一说它的内涵吧。
OK.
比如说呢，大家猜一猜啊，第一个在肉体上纹身的人。
Yeah, the first tattoo known to man.
那第一个在肉身上纹身的人呢，是1991年当时啊发现的一具冰人的干尸。
Was found on the body of an iceman in 1991.
对了啊，我也看到那个 research 那个 report.
Really?
看了。
Wow.
就是在一个意大利和奥地利交界的一个地方。
Oh my gosh.
发现了一具 iceman 的尸体。
Oh my gosh.
一句是 found on the body of an iceman， 你看看哈，人都变成 iceman 了，
yeah.
成为一个 iceman 的一个尸体了。In 1991，九一年的时候发现的， wow. 他的身份呢，大概可以追溯到公元前4000年。
He dates back to over 4000 BC.
Wow, dates back to sometime 这个短语很重要。
Yeah, that's right. If dates back to, right? It's.For example, I could say that maybe the founding of the People's Republic of China, it dates back to 1949 for
yes,
the PRC, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can say, dates back to, in Chinese, there's a word, 追溯到。
而且很，这个词很好。
Yeah, isn't it cool?
追溯 or 上溯到什么什么年代。
Yeah, so we use this a lot and it's great. Whoops, we can use this for in speech.Or we can use this for writing essays. 都可以书面语口语都能用。
既能用 speech, 也可以用 writing essays.
That's right.
都行。Dates back to 一个万能的词就是追溯到什么什么时候。
Yeah.
这里是 over 4000 BC 啊。
That's right. So that means
公元前。
So that means it's more than 6000 years ago. Because if we're in 2000,AD
才是公元后嘛、
yeah.
那公元前是 4000 BC 那个时候
That's a long time ago
哇塞那简直是太哇塞6000年 的文化都保存下来了一个 Iceman
Yeah
哇天哪这是完全是木乃伊干尸了啊